It is not the start to 2024 that anybody who's followed along with this Garden City women's basketball team would have expected, losing at home against a 500 Seward County team by 8 points. And I think that everything that Coach Greg Franklin said after the game is justified, because this is a team that Garden City should beat on paper. It's hypothetically Garden City playing at their best, because this is a team that hadn't played in a couple of weeks and just got one of their leading scorers back in CeCe Dreesen. Now, it didn't help that she fouled out in this game. It didn't help that she was one of two starters to foul out in the fourth quarter. But everything that Coach Franklin had mentioned about effort not being there for Garden City was evident throughout this game if you watch this game or if you listen to this game live on radio. Looking at this game, it's two teams that clearly could not shoot the basketball. The Bronclusters were 6 of 20 from 3, which is very off-putting. Seward County only hit 3 three-pointers in the entire game. And when neither team can shoot, it's going to come down to what team gets it better at the well. And this was a game that Seward County was just better equipped to do that in. Allie Myers played an unbelievable game. She had 8 offensive rebounds in this game. They had 12 as a team. They led to 14 second chance points. The Bronclusters forwards just weren't there down low. And it didn't help that Adoramus Spears had gotten into foul trouble and wound up fouling out of this game and really left Garden City shorthanded down low to deal with the best rebounder in the conference. But ultimately, the looks weren't there for Garden City. And even when they did get there, they botched a couple of key opportunities, especially in the fourth quarter, to get back in this game. It's the first game back for Garden City since December the 9th. It's the first game back for CeCe Dreesen since December the 3rd. There was going to be rust that showed up in this game, and there was going to be a tough loss that this team was going to take at some point throughout this month. Now, with the schedule that's coming up for Garden City, where they've got to play 3 on the road against 3 ranked teams, this is not the game that you wanted to lose, but it is a game that's going to get them ready for the rest of this run. So, to be overly concerned about this team, I think that's an overreaction, but is this a rough loss? Absolutely. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.